All right, let's get to our guest for today's current sports. Trevor Darnell. You know, I met Trevor as a student here at Michigan State University. He was working as an intern for another station here in the area. Just a great kid, hardworking kid who went on to graduate from Michigan State University and pursues a career now out in Las Vegas. He wanted to get into the sports gambling business, and what a way to do it, because right now Trevor is a ticket writer at South Point Hotel and Casino out in Las Vegas. And this is certainly a fitting conversation because, you know, you're going to start to see a lot of states get into the sports gambling business. A lot of money to be made. I think it's long overdue, and I really think this is going to change the way the casual sports fan views a normal game, whether that be college hoops, whether that be basketball, in the pros, football, no matter what sport it is. It is really going to make things interesting on a lot of different levels. So we welcome now Trevor Darnell to Current Sports. Trevor, how you doing, my man?
L. Martin, it's great to hear from you, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while. This is your first time here on Current Sports. That's a crime in itself. First off, how are things out in Las Vegas?
They're good. It's actually starting to get a little bit chilly here. I mean, when the sun goes down, we're getting to like high 30s, low 40s, so it's kind of weird.
Well, it gets that cold there at night?
It does, yeah, it does. When the sun goes down, you get around midnight, and we're seeing low 40s every day now.
Well, I had no idea, but the highs have to be like in the 80s, right?
I think today it was like just over 60, so yep.
Okay, all right. Well, I tell you what, it's still much better than what we're experiencing here in East Lansing. So I know you're enjoying that. I first want to start with, you know, how the idea really popped in your head, Trevor, that you know, you wanted to kind of pursue a career in the sports betting business, because I guess you are ahead of your time, Trevor, because, you know, now with the Supreme Court ruling that states can pass legislation to get into the sports betting business, I really think this is going to be a game changer on so many levels. Why did you want to pursue this career?
Well, I think you just kind of hit the nail on the head there, Al. It's a business that I happened to know someone from my former employer about them having people that they needed people to come out here and start working in this business, because it's going to start exploding. And when, I mean, we're already up to about 7 or 8 states, I believe, in the United States that do have legalized sports gambling. And I think we're at a point to where within the next 5 years, you're going to see at least 10 more, 15 more. So you're just going to need more people in this business. So when I got an opportunity that I could do this, and I mean, I've always wanted to be in sports, and even if it isn't within the sports teams in general, I still get to be a part of sports every day when I'm at work. So when I got this opportunity, I really thought it was a good idea. So I picked up and moved across the country, and here I am.
And what really piqued your interest just about the business, Trevor? I mean, what was it, just the opportunity, you know, and you were looking above the horizon that this could really blow up and you can make a lot of money? Or did you have a passion for point spreads and trying to figure that whole thing out? What was it that really became a passion for you?
Well, I think I always loved the whole point spread thing and how it makes the games more interesting. And like you said, when you are part of this business, every single game is interesting. Like, I know you got perfect examples. You guys just talking about how the Oakland game will be a non-factor for you guys on Monday. But for our book, that Monday comes around, the book will be absolutely slammed. We'll have lines out the door, people interested to watch that game just because of the point spreads and the betting factor of it. And I think that's what was one of my main factors, was it makes everything interesting when it comes to every game in general, and that was my main one. And then the money factor was also a thing too, because it can pay well in the long run. And the fact that I can kind of do something that is very unique was also a factor in my decision.
So I want to ask this, Trevor. You know, you mentioned the states that have already passed legislation to allow sports betting within their respective state. And Michigan is also in talks right now. I really think we're right around the corner from starting to, you know, see that become a big deal. When you go downtown to Detroit at maybe Motor City or MGM Grand, and you'll be able to place a bet on a game. In what way is this going to affect the betting market out in Las Vegas where you work?
I think with your casual everyday Sunday won't be affected as much in Las Vegas, but your big-time events, your Super Bowls, your March Madnesses, and et cetera like that, those will be affected in Nevada because, obviously, we get so many tourists and for Super Bowl and for March Madness that when it goes legal in their own state, they won't have to come out here anymore. So I think those big ones will be a big factor for us. But our everyday Sundays, I think it'll pretty much stay steady.
Gotcha. So do you think many, including your bosses and others that work with you, have you guys been rooting for this to become legalized for quite some time?
I think, yeah, for the most part, because you still want the entire country to be a part of this. We really enjoy this whole business. And for most of the books out here, all these books are going to go nationwide anyway. So, it's going to be, just because they're not coming to Vegas anymore, it's still going to be our companies that are running the books for the most part across the countries also. So it's not like they're going to be taking a huge hit when it comes to the money factor.
Gotcha. All right, again, if you're just now joining us here on Current Sports, we are chatting with Trevor Darnell, ticket writer at South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. All right, Trevor, I want to get to some juicy questions now because, you've been out there for a minute now. And I just want to know, how many bets do you write up on an average day? And does that increase when you get closer to the weekend?
Absolutely. Friday nights, Saturday nights, even Thursday nights, I can't even count. It's hundreds of bets you go right on a given day.
Right.
It's nonstop from I actually work the graveyard shift, so I work 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. and it's nonstop. It doesn't stop for the entire 8 hours, pretty much. So hundreds of bets a day, I'll write myself.
Wow, that is amazing. And I'm curious, which sports are the most popular to place a bet?
During the week, it's NBA, a little bit of college basketball is really starting to heat up now.
Right.
The weekend comes and the NFL just dominates. It's not even close, really.
I'm sure. And I have heard stories about how crazy it gets around March Madness for the tournament. Have you worked? Because how long have you been out there right now, Trevor?
I've only been out here since August, so I've actually heard horror stories as a as a ticket writer myself about March Madness.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to being a part of that and seeing how that goes this year.
So come March of 2019, you'll get to experience it firsthand. But I've heard it's just insane. All right, I have to ask this question now. What is the craziest bet you've seen placed at your casino or that you've handled at your casino and one that you've handled directly?
Okay, so for me personally, I want to say it was about a month and a half. 2 months ago, a guy came up to my counter and asked for, it was a Texas A&M game. I don't actually remember who they were playing. They were about a 17-point spread, I think it was. They were the favorite. And he asked for $44,000 to win $40,000. So that was an interesting bet. That was a lot of fun to do that. Kind of nerve-wracking at first because I was still getting used to doing what I'm doing. So to see $44,000, I was like, holy moly. But as a book, I know the biggest that we've taken since I started working is we took a guy right when the baseball playoffs started. A guy came and put $165,000 for the Astros to win the World Series, and obviously that didn't work out for him.
No, not at all. That brother just lost a lot of money. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, a lot of money.
Oh, that is unreal, Trevor. And I think all these bets. This has to be all cash, right? It's not like you have your debit card, right?
Yes. It's all cash. Yeah. As you come to the book, you're all cash.
That's amazing. So is it just like I can just picture, the immediate visual that I have in my mind is, I think of Floyd Money Mayweather. This dude walks around with briefcases with money with the security guards around him. Is it like that? Do people have security around them or are they just carrying backpacks that are filled with thousands and thousands of dollars when they come to your book?
Yeah, it's more just carrying bags or backpacks with just loads of money on them. Yep.
That is unreal, Trevor. Wow. All right,
it's
man.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It certainly is. So for you, when looking at your position in this business right now, and long-term for you, career-wise, Trevor, what's your dream? Where do you want to take this career?
I would love to. Well, so I'll make it short, but I got hired by William Hill, which is a big company, which is a big sports book out here. But for me to do what they want me to do, they asked that I do a year of ticket writing. You know, starting at the bottom, you have to learn from the bottom. So come May, I'll be working for William Hill in their headquarters here, just down the road from my place, actually. And my goal is to be a supervisor for them one day, very soon, and then in the long run, be some sort of a director for Michigan Sportsbook at William Hill.
Wow. Oh, so you want to return to Michigan, actually.
I do. I do want to return. I got all my family out in Michigan and all my friends and stuff, so I would love to come back and kind of bring this business to Michigan and be a big part of it out there.
You know, with you, Trevor, being a young pup in the game, I'm curious if, you know, because you went to Michigan State here, did a fabulous job, earned your degree from this great university. I'm curious, when you were talking with, you know, your fellow classmates about what you want to do after you graduate, I'm curious as to how prevalent this kind of thought is now that we're starting to see the game change, if you will, when it comes to sports betting here in America. Are you seeing more students, more young people, you know, like a light bulb click and you know, kind of have that same mentality that you had, that they want to get in this business as well?
You know what? That's a great thought. I actually haven't heard of many people. You know, I did have one guy from my hometown that texted me and asked me how he could get into this business, and he's at Toledo. But other than that, no, I really haven't seen much. I think once we start getting even bigger, and maybe even when Michigan decides to open up, people will finally open their eyes and be like, wow, this is something that you can make a career in.
Yeah, it really is fascinating. And Trevor, I feel like you have to have a really grounded mentality if you're going to go in this business, because it has to be so tempting, Trevor. I mean, when you're seeing guys come up to your hotel and casino and place bets left and right, I mean, you're talking about hundreds per day. You have to, working in that business, you have to be very grounded. Trevor, I'm curious, do you place bets yourself out there?
No, I don't. I track my bets with an app on my phone, but I don't ever put money down.
And why is that?
I just don't think it's necessary right now. Maybe in the future I want to have some fun on a weekend or something and go out and throw a little bit of money down just for fun. It's just, I know I see the people that come in to our sports book and they just bet on whatever and anything just so they can put bets down, and it's just not something I'm interested in doing. I like it from my side of the desk and seeing other people do it before I even think about actually putting money down myself.
Trevor, you are one smart brother. There's an old saying, and I'm pretty sure you've heard it, don't get high on your own supply. All right?
Absolutely.
Because if that happens, you know, you start dabbling into other areas, and who knows what that could lead to. So you have the right mentality for that business, Trevor. And I want to ask you this question before we get you out of here, Trevor. For those that are looking at this and saying to themselves, wow, first off, I never thought that we'd get to this point where we're talking about legalized gambling in multiple states across our nation. For those who are against sports gambling and you know, maybe looking at it from a different point of view, what do you say to those individuals as to why I believe, because I'm with you, Trevor, I think this has been long overdue, but what do you say to those who criticize it?
It's not this whole evil thing that everyone thinks it is. It gets such a bad rep just because of the word gambling itself. You know, you bring in, you say gambling and people are like, oh my gosh, you know, but that's just not the case. It does so well. It brings in so much business. And I mean, in Nevada itself, it's done so well. And I just, it really can bring a lot of entertainment to anyone at any time. And it can make your weekends a lot more fun.
Yeah, you can say that again. And speaking of that, last question for you, Trevor. Any sexy games that you're looking at when it comes to the bowl season or maybe, you know, this weekend in the NFL? Maybe some lines that you really, really like?
I really like, bowl season-wise, I love Ohio State. I think they're laying, at our book, they're at 6.5. They're laying 6.5 Washington. Mm-hmm. I think the emotion factor comes into play when it's Urban's last game. I think they're going to really play hard for him. And another one, bowl games. I can't figure out the Notre Dame-Clemson spread. It's moving up towards Clemson more. I think it's up to 13 now. They're giving Notre Dame, and I'll take the points with Notre Dame there all day.
Okay. All right. And Trevor, how does a line move crazy like that in Vegas? I mean, how does that happen?
All the money that we get in it. If people start betting it one way pretty heavy, we'll move it pretty heavy and then try to get people to come back the other way. And then a lot of people, it's the smart bettors that we have, the people that we respect heavily in their bets, if they come and put, you know, $7,000 on a team that, and we'll move the line just because we respect their bet, and then try to get people to go the other way.
Yeah, it's quite amazing because, you know, we briefly hit on the Philadelphia Eagles and L.A. Rams game from this past weekend. And when it was announced, well, prior to the game, I think the Rams were like a 7.5-point favorite. But then when it was announced that Carson Wentz would be injured and Nick Foles is going to be the starter in that matchup, like the line moved from 7.5 to almost 14.
I think it closed at 13.5 with us.
Exactly. 13.5 was what I saw as well. Yeah. But it's just amazing how that happens. It's fascinating to me.
It really is. I apologize. I didn't have any NFL picks for it. I haven't even looked at the spread this weekend. So
no, it's fine.
I didn't even see what that is.
No, those two bowl games are just fine. Well, Trevor, we got to get you on, man, more often. I know you also, I see the content that you're posting with also Jason Nick and Graham Couch. You're doing a great job, dude. Keep it up, man, and we'll be in touch, all right?
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having me.